We were talking about two works by Master Shantideva, and one is the famous one, Bodhicaravatara, which I hear His Holiness is teaching in India while we're there, so it looks like we'll be going, in addition to our list. He wrote a lesser known work called Lapakuntu, which in Sanskrit is Shiksha Samuchaya, compendium of the trainings. And we were talking about how that compendium, like three of Aryanagarjuna's works, covers both the emptiness side of things and the bodhisattva side of things. So he went through, his description of the compendium sounds a little bit like a Lam Rim, right? Talking about Dalmjor, resources and opportunity, and getting the most out of your life, thinking that they're impossible to find and of great value. And then more about faith, especially about karma, although it doesn't say it here. And then the wish for enlightenment in the form of a prayer. And then engage in the activities of bodhisattva. And then we talked about the four permutations of body, possessions, and good karma, right? And that's, somebody wrote it out. Was that you, Ellie? I got it from somebody. Was that you, Betts? Somebody wrote out the thing. I got it by email, but I didn't notice who sent it. Huh? Okay, anyway, it looked pretty good. So we're on to a new subject. Let's see. We'll do short paragraph, short sentences. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. De shin du shi gya ba umma ning bo umma gen umme gong min sun dang che pa nam ki de shin. Sound good?
Why is that 3 instead of 4?
Good. You tell me. It's a trick. The text says sum, right? Right here. Right there. No yawning until we get about 45. Oh, no. You're just doing your glasses. Okay. What's wrong with this sentence? Yeah, but he said 3. It's not a mistake. Huh? You're getting close.
The stages of meditation.
Two are by the same moment.
Nah, close.
Is the fourth verse the same?
Are the two contained in the third one the stages of meditation?
Like now he probably knows. I don't know. Do you know?
The one that is 400 verses?
How many gomrims are there? How many Brahmakarmas? There's 3 Brahmakarmas. Master Kamalashila wrote 3 different books about the stages of meditation. So I put it in the wrong place on purpose, just to see if you could get tricked, and you did. Okay. Okay. All right, yeah.
Another thing with the sentence, rim with the sa.
It's probably an error. You're correct. Let's check it. You're correct. It's an error. I think it's an error. This spelling means communicable disease. Okay. Seriously. Okay. Let's check it. I won't check the manuscript because it would take too long. But I'll just check. What would we look under? Ref catalogs Tengger. Okay. I'll put it up higher. I know it's hard for you to see this one, but there's one vote for no S. Two votes for no S. Three votes for no S. Four votes for no S. They all vote for no S. So you're right. Good. I didn't notice it. That's good. Rimne means like a play or something like that. Okay. That kind of error you can just fix. Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3. De tam che la nghe pa de la tu de we ta le tam po we ju pa de wa ni. Ngepa, what's ngepa usually mean?
Certain.
Certain. But here it means firm understanding, okay? Jupa, how do you want to say Jupa? It means to engage or to get into, but can you think of a different way? It means enter also, but it's about a book, you see. It's one book which is very easy for beginners to... It shouldn't imply entering or... Start with... Accent. Who said accent? I like that. Okay. That's good. Okay. The only point here is when you get to this part here, say de lock.
De lock.
De lock.
De lock.
A lock means either hand, lakpa, or honorific, like geshi la. But lock means easy. Okay. And to modern Tibetan is like le labo. Okay. So you have to say de lock and not de lock. Okay, one more time. De lock and not de lock. Okay. Let's read this one together. 1, 2, 3. Xing da chen bu luk la ke be zhou wu zi be chang chu lang ki dren me nghe pa de la tu de wa yin de. I think we have to go to the original book. There's some problems here. So, sorry. It takes a minute. Here's, follow the little, can you see it, the thing? That little positive thing?
Yeah.
De tam de la ngepa, de lak, de terwai tap, le tam po wai ju, de wan ni, shingda chenpe, Luke. That's supposed to be Luke. Okay, la kepe. See, he didn't need to cut it here, but he did, so I just wanted to check it. It's a kind of strange to cut it there, but the text does cut it there, so. Okay, here's a, this is going to be an interesting one. You know Shingo Chenpo? What's Shingo Chenpo? Yeah, Shing means wood, Da means horse, Chenpo means big. Big wooden horse. Yeah, you can say innovator. It's someone who came into the world and presented a whole new way. You like innovator? Rinpoche used to say inventor. I think, okay. Sorry? We used what?
Trailblazer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Used it with.
Let's have a vote. Trailblazer, raise your hand. Innovator, raise your hand. Those who didn't raise their hand, raise your hand.
Okay.
I'll stick with innovator. I'll tell you why. We're at the point in our organization where, I go to a country and I can't say we're American anymore. You see, anything we produce now has to be readable by any English speaker in the world. You see, that's where we're at now. So you become sensitive to that, like in Mexico City or in Germany, or you can't say we're from America because we're not really. We're from everywhere, and then you have to be careful what kind of English you use, because if you use very American English, you lose some of your audience. And I would anticipate that Diamond Cutter Press, I mean, the books are bought as much overseas now as by English readers as by domestic. So we have to kind of. We have to avoid now like Daniel Boone-isms like that, you know, because they just won't get it, and then we lower our accessibility. Okay, last in the system of the. Did I have trailblazers somewhere else? Okay. 11. So he mentions all these very famous classical works from India, 400 verses by Master Aryadeva, and then I think, and then Master Kamashila's Gomrims, and then I think these other two works are by Baba Viveka. But these are like high classical works, some of them are 1,000, 2,000 pages long. Then he says, hey, look. If you wanted to, you could just use Lord Atisha's proto-Lamrim. This is one, the first, you know, real Lamrim that was written by this Indian master who came to Tibet and learned Tibetan and wrote it in Sanskrit and Tibetan. He's just saying that this work, which is very brief, right? We learned it once in New York. I think we did it in 6 weeks or something on Friday nights. It's very short. That kind of that work is enough to learn everything of import of the two sides, emptiness and bodhisattva's activities, okay, according to him. Let's do this together. When I go like this, you have to lengthen that vowel, right? So the first one is what? D. Okay? Alright. One, two, three. D. Gyalwe Sura Ki Dhan Kham Che Ke Bu Sun Ki Lam Ki Rin Ba Dil Ne Kho La Me So he sour then. Oh, yeah, it's getting better. It's like this in your life. This is a girly thing. I mean, you know. This is this one is. This is a man. Okay. I forgot you were back. Okay. There is something here. Okay. I need help on dill. Dill means when you use plastic wrapping paper, you drill the thing. And what he's saying is you can take all the meaning of all the scriptures of the Buddhas and drill them into the lam rim for the people of three different spiritual capacities.
That
sounds more like
package.
It also, so let me see. What'd you say?
Bundle?
That would be lemons.
Case?
Wrapped up?
Wrapped?
What was the one?
Encapsulated.
That's a little bit different. There's a different one. But it's good. What was the other one?
Package.
Consolidated?
Package implies commercialism sometimes. That's a problem.
Compressed.
What is it?
Place them within.
Not specific enough. It also means to... It means like that tool that David Stumpf had. It drill everything into one.
Compressor.
All in one. It's like all in one. Yeah, but combine is to... It has to give that sense of wrapping a package. Packed?
Case?
Packed is pretty good. I like packed. Okay, let's do packed. Because it does imply, like, into a smaller package. It's a small package. That's shrink wrap. You can write a colloquial version. I'll warn you about this word here, call. Okay, call. Say call.
Call.
Say ngo.
Ngo.
And go.
Go.
And this is call.
Call.
Then say go.
Go.
Then say call.
Call.
Okay, I'll do it again. He's good because he's from India. Go.
Go.
Call.
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 Go.
Go. Ngo.
Ngo.
So it's fire. Go means leather. Ko means necessity. Ko means to understand. Go means a door. And go means your head or the beginning. So, this is a good example. You should get good at this. Okay, do it again. Ko. Leather. Ko. Necessity. Ko. To understand. Go.
Go.
Door. Ngo. beginning or head. Okay? Right? Got it? You should listen to this tape a few times. Okay. This is called. And so it's not go. And it's very hard to find the dictionaries. This word is strange. It's very colloquial. It's very modern since the 1700s. So it means to understand. Kogdwe. It can also mean do you hear? So like you'll often hear a lama when they're teaching say, Kogdwe. Did you get what I'm trying to say? You know, Koma chun, I didn't get it, which sometimes means I didn't hear. Okay. Okay. Kokogumdu, he can't hear anything. Let's read this together. One, two, three. Ni ba che ta du so so ke wu sa nyam su len su che ba la. This is a major division in the text. Like we just reached a new, you know, and in a Western book, there would be a new chapter or there'd be even a part, there'd be a separate page to warn you that this is a new part. And in a Tibetan text, they classically just smush right through. In the Kangyur and Tengyur, they don't even cut books. The one book ends here, the next book starts here. There's no mark, there's no nothing, you know. So, you know, at the monastery, we started to, with this text, we started to fool around with what got out of hand later. They typeset this. This is the table of contents to this work. Which now they've figured out how to use some kind of a, you know, an illustrator thing. And Rinpoche got really upset when we put out the first book with a table of contents. He said, you know, the texts don't have tables of contents, you know. And this was the book, actually. But it's very helpful. I mean, if you're looking for a section and you have to read every single word to find it, it just drives you crazy, you know. But so here we are translating. We're into a new major section. It just says number two. So what I like to do is go and supply it for the reader. I don't like to say, here, we reached number two. You know. So he actually gave it. He actually supplied it, I think. But we're going to go check. Okay. How do we do that?
Go back to where it was first explained.
Yeah, but then you have to look through the whole chain.
Chimpa, so it'll be the one before that.
Yeah, Dumbo. I gotta go back. But there's like 100 Dumbos. First. Right? So what I do is I go back to the very beginning of the book. Like that. And then I say, oops, I don't know what that was, but okay. It was Che Doctor. Okay, let's see. Here it is. Okay. And this is nice because your translation can be consistent, right? You're not retranslating it, you just chop it out and put it down below. Then it always reads the same. So we have finished a general presentation of how we travel the path of this system. Now, more particularly, we're going to present how you practice the levels of an ordinary person. What's ordinary person mean here? Meaning? Yeah, someone who hasn't seen emptiness directly. And we just go straight back to our place. Nowadays, I'm sort of into telling you where it came from. Like, what was the category above that? You see, instead of saying number two, you say, now we'll give you the second step of our explanation of blah. You see, I mean, so let's go back and look. The first of these parts was what? It's an explanation of the causal levels, as opposed to the explanation of the resulting level. So causal levels would mean what? It's like the 10 bodhisattva Buddhas. And then a resulting level would be like Buddhahood. You see what I mean? So the paths, levels, as opposed to the result, the goal. Okay. So I'm going to cut that out. And go down and put it down here. Okay? That's a really nice way to do it. It really helps your reader. It tells you where you're at. Okay? Alright. So, we've reached a whole new section of the book. And I think today we'll reach the actual main part of the book after 2 years, right? Okay, let's read it. I don't think I can make it shorter. One, two, three. Ka chi uman juk bam dir so so ke wu chu sun kya se pak pe sa chu ten je tso wo che ne ten. Let's cut it there. I can cut it. All we need from, what's the first two words?
Kachi.
Yeah, kachi means somebody comes. Now, whether we're going to say, or whether they say they claim, we have to use the verb at the end. The end's down here. Yeah, so we have to look down at the end to supply the verb, okay? So, it's an old joke, which you heard 50 times, but anyway. Rinpoche used to be around, there was this Catholic church that would keep inviting him for these interfaith things, just as the token Buddhist, and he got a little irritated at some point. And then, I don't know, the father sneezed or something, and Rinpoche said, Gyepshin. And you know, and the father said, "What's that mean?" You know, and he says, "God bless." And then you know, and then we got home, you know, and I said, "What's get you really mean, man?" And he says, "Shut it." So then, whenever anybody sneezed for the next 15 years, it was get you. Okay, anyway. Okay, all in good faith, a good humor. Okay? You all right? Any problem? No. Oh, we're getting there. Okay. Oh, you're right.
Your last name must be code for an aria?
Yeah, I use it for an aria.
Not that you use aria, but I was going to do one.
Yeah, it's just
redundant.
A
two redundant. Realize being and bodhisattva.
Oh, sure, it's not redundant because you can be an arya without being a bodhisattva. So he makes a point of it. Yeah, and that's what you mean to say. Are there 10 levels for non-bodhisattva aryas? Because then it would be a good question. You should have said yes. But anyway, yeah, there are 10 levels even for... I've seen a presentation of for like Pratyeka Buddhas. And there's the presentation we had yesterday for Tantrikas. So, could be. Yeah, okay. Let's read it together. Can you see it okay? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Chu ju ki shun zo pe chi su so so ke wu lam yam su len su mu su ten be gum bu shun chi jun rik pa le min ju we mi te do she na. So what he's saying is, in the good text, which is what? Yeah, entering the middle way, Madhyamikavatara, it gives this offering of praise, which basically says what? Somebody comes from something, comes from something. Listeners and self-made Buddhas come from Buddhas, and Buddhas come from Bodhisattvas, and Bodhisattvas come from three things. Yeah, compassion. I couldn't remember today what it was, but I said Ben will be in class, I remember. The mind that transcends duality, and what's the third one? Yeah, bodhicitta. Okay. So, right after, since the main subject matter of this book is the three qualities to be practiced by people before they become an Arya, and then after they finish that, they go on to the 10 levels of an Arya, the bodhisattva levels, which is 99% of the text, right? Then why isn't there any text about the first subject, the three qualities of a person who hasn't seen emptiness yet, okay? Why isn't there any text? Because the text now just jumps right into the 10 levels, okay? You told us that in his book, the main subjects were going to be two types. People who haven't seen emptiness directly, three things they need to practice. And then people have seen emptiness directly, the 10 bodhisattva levels they go through, right? But the root text, at this point, doesn't say anything about those three qualities. It goes through that offering of praise to the causes of a Buddha, instead of to a Buddha, which would have been more comfortable. And then it just jumps right into the 10 levels. So how come there ain't anything here? Who is the protector here? It's probably Arya Nagarjuna. Let's check. Is he ever called Gumbo Looker?
Yeah. On Friday.
Yeah.
Did I spell it right? No. Let's just cut off the droop and see if we have to. There we go. Okay. I'll buy it. Yeah, I spelled it right. Okay. There's lots of Gumbha Ludras. That implies that he quoted Gumbha Ludra before in this book. Okay. Maybe not. All right. One, two, three. Gyan me de chö jö gi kap su chö sun tem ba la gong me kam dir mu su ma tem be. Okay. This asana we did in that class the other day, where you grab your foot, it's very good for debate. You get your arm up in the right place, back here. You see? Not here. Yeah, good. Okay. What's Kinmindu mean? Kinmindu? No problem. Which is the way in India that you know there's a problem. When they say Kinmindu, then you're like, oh my God. Is the train coming on time? Kinmindu? Oh, no. Okay. Gong ne, gong, what's gong mean?
Meditation.
What did you say? Gong means what somebody had in mind, what somebody really had in mind, right? This is a commentary on Gombaratsa, okay? The clarification or illumination of the Buddha's true intent. What did the Buddha really mean? Okay, so it's a hard word to translate in English. It means like what did they really have in mind? Okay. Which is a big deal in Tange. You know, what did he really mean when he said nothing has any name of its own? And what did he really mean when he said I didn't mean that? Okay. Just what this book's all about. Okay. One last thing. This comes very much and you should learn to pronounce it correctly. Say kab. Dear. Now listen, come dear.
Come dear.
Come dear. I mean, that's how you'll hear it in a debate or something. It's very common. So they don't say come dear, they say come dear. Okay. Come dear means in this context. Okay. Very common. Why in a debate would you hear come dear all the time? It's just a covering your rear end. It's just like, in this context, this is what it means, you know. And then you cover all the other contexts you don't know about. You know, I don't know about my only school. I don't know what the Vaibhashikas would say, but kab dira, this is what it means. Okay. Then you don't have to know what the rest of the schools say. So it's very useful. Okay. So his gong, we can, gong you always have to research, you have to dig it out. What was his gong? Like, why didn't he talk about these three qualities? Well, his gong was that he didn't have to because he mentioned them already in the offering at the beginning of the book, okay, which we covered in detail. Which leads us to deduce that the three qualities are Yeah, those three. Okay, those are apparently those are the three qualities of an ordinary person. Okay, meaning the ones they need to become an Arya or something like that. Yeah.
Does it need to say that they're not covered to indicate that he's thinking he's already covered them?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. 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 You could say that the author believes he has covered them. Would that be more comfortable?
It's just different.
Would that be more comfortable? It's the fact that he didn't cover them here gives you an insight into his thinking that he thought he had already covered them.
My question is that did he leave them out to indicate to you that he's thinking he covered them?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
And to probably drive the point home.
Yeah, they do that. It's what Zori said. The author purposely left them out so you'd have to do the exercise that we just went through to figure out what they are and why they're already there. Okay, all right.
And what we have to have. To
by extension. Yeah.
Eva from the online says suggest considers himself to have covered them.
Gong is a little more sneaky than consider, you see. That's all. Yeah, so I'm going to leave it. Okay. Nowadays, I've been playing around with cutting in the middle of sentences because it makes more sense. The English will make more sense. And, so here you go. Let's do this together. One, two, three. Te chen bar che pa la sum po te nyam su len gu she she pa cha we chi du. Dembe. That's in here, so... So he's saying the presentation was made in the offering, in the opening lines, in order that we should understand that these are three qualities we need to get in order to become a person who's on the greater way. But these are three qualities of, they were billed as three qualities of an ordinary person. So is an ordinary person a person who's not yet a bodhisattva? What's the definition of an ordinary? You can't be a bodhisattva and still be an ordinary person? And be what's called an ordinary person here, sosokyo, pratakyana. Yeah, right. You can get bodhicitta at Wedlam? Soglam, on the Mahayana path, right? You're still a long way from seeing emptiness. So you can become a bodhisattva long before you become an arya, right? We were talking about the high class aryas who become bodhisattvas just after or during the experience of emptiness, right? But in many presentations, you can reach bodhicitta first and then later get to emptiness. So these were billed as three qualities that would help you no longer be a sosokyo, which means a person who hasn't seen emptiness directly. But now he's done a bait and switch on us, in my mind, because now he's billing them as ways to become a bodhisattva. Okay. So I don't think you can call them the three qualities of a non-Arya. These are the three qualities of a non-bodhisattva. So you could debate that. I'm sure when we go to the debate ground, we'll hear this debate raging there. Okay. I think he's fudging a little bit, but we'll see. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Chö sum bo de chang sen le thang bo ar gyur wa la nyam su ne gu pa ma se sen ke ne kya nyam su ne gu te. You should learn masse, okay? That's a very good idiom for you guys. Masse. It means not only that. Okay? Se means to be worn out. Like when your shoes wear out, they say, oh, hamko sesha. Say hamko?
Hamko.
Sesha.
Sesha.
His soles of the shoes have worn out. And here is masse. It doesn't wear out there. Meaning not only. Okay, and they put it in the middle of the sentence and not at the beginning. So you wouldn't say, not only are they saying that these qualities are necessary for beginning bodhisattvas, but they're also necessary even after you have reached bodhicitta. Okay, and it comes in the middle of those two. Alright? So you have to learn that. It's a very useful idiom. And it's even in colloquial Tibetan. Go, let's you gupa ma se. He's not only a fool and an idiot, but he's also doing really terrible stuff. You know, and you'll hear that in, they'll say, blah, 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 masse. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and you know that masse, you know, the guy's like really irritated. He's got more stuff to say. You know, and then you're sitting there, if it's a masse guy, you're like, he's a blah, 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 masse. And then you're like, and he, you know, not only, you know, okay. So, I heard a yawn. You need chocolate, but there's not any. No, 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 it's a secret, it's a secret. It's just to build the suspense. Okay. Sit down, Mercedes. Okay. One, two, three. 你是美的大卫之类调色的这把老婆却老个呗。 Here's one of my pet Dharma pieces, okay? Say, Laboche.
Laboche.
So, say, Palak. Palak means a wave on an ocean. And then, so people look it up in the dictionary and it says Laboche and they say big waves. This is an idiom, it has nothing to do with, probably ultimately it goes back to waves. But Laboche means, I'll give you, this is the cool thing about being around a Lama 24 hours a day, right? Is that you learn by osmosis, and you remember every single word you ever learned, and you remember when you learned it. So Rinpoche and I are driving by this field, and there's this big harvester, what do they call them? International harvester. Yeah, it's like 14 lanes wide, and it's killing like 400 rabbits a minute. No, they do, they just... And people debate me when I say I'm a vegetarian. They say, well, no, but so it's got these huge, you know, waves things. And he says, compared to the way a sickle, that's Lapoche. You see, that's Lapoche. You know? So Lapoche means a billion times more effective. There's no good word in. It means infinitely more effective, or more powerful, okay, like that. There's no really good word for it. Okay, we have to do this Buddhist chant for, okay, one guy has his birthday today, so he's the excuse, which is Kikula, and Nicole had a birthday today, I think, and yeah, Susie Newman had one on the, is having one in 3 days. So we don't have to buy another cake. And we're also doing retroactively all the Aprilers. So the Yellow Empress of Diamond Mountain, Susan Stone. Rob Haggerty, I see here. Yeah. So like, they're really cheapskates, so we don't want to buy more than one cake. And Venerable Ellie, who is on the 19th. So you ready? One, two. Okay, anyway. He's not even here. I get his piece. Tell him I ate it for him. Okay, one. So, Gikula has to blow him out, okay? Or maybe, I don't know. You want ladies go first?
Sure.
Okay. Nicole has to blow him out. Okay, one, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Rex has to help you. Rex has to. Rex, you gotta help. You gotta help blow out the candles. Come on. He's really good. He's really good at it. Rex, if there's any candles left not blown out, we know it's your fault. Okay. One, two. I think we should let Gigolo cut it up because he cuts bigger pieces than you guys. Okay. So give me a word for Laboche. It's a single adjective.
A single.
Is that too much?
Maximal.
Supercharged.
It means get things done much more powerful.
The exponential?
Huh?
That's an adverb. No, it's an adjective. Yeah. Super effective.
What's the laboche of?
It's, that's a good question. Call the third quality has transcended duality.
Yes.
By the way, that's a very useful verb. Say tsunba. So tsun can mean weapon, like tsunje korlo, the wheel of weapons. The lojong called the wheel of weapons tsun, but tsun can also mean to symbolize or represent. So he's saying, among the three qualities of a now they're kind of a, what do you call it? Of an ordinary being. But they're almost a misnomer, right? They're three qualities they have to get, not three qualities they have. But they mention the wisdom which has transcended duality. But by mentioning that, he says, they are also mentioning what? The other five perfections. Okay, all right. So you gotta replace this ampersand yet?
Eva came up with superlative.
Who did?
Eva from.
I hate to pick on Eva. There's other words for superlative. There has to be a connotation of getting things done.
The first term we used extraordinarily potent.
Ooh. It's not so much goodness, you see. It's potency.
Overwhelming.
Myriad connotes quantity. We want to connote ability to affect a result.
Maximally effective.
You know, I'll tell you, I was waiting for this. We use powerful in English. You know, we use powerful. Now, there's a problem with powerful because it has so many other meanings. Like, there's a powerful smell about you, you know? But you can say that a harvesting machine is a lot more powerful than a sickle or a scythe. Yeah. So I think we'll use powerful. Even though what it means is sometimes you'll find in English we don't have a single word that is precise. But we do use powerful, you know? You could say like... Yeah. Tell Sykes I got his piece also. Just to bug him. You know, like a computer is a lot more powerful than a calculator or something like that. Or okay. Yeah. You debate that in the debate ground. I was the one who gave you that question. Okay, you are totally allowed to eat cake and mispronounce all your gutturals and stuff. One, two, three. There. Alistair wants to go out. Emma wants to go out. Anybody want to go down? Okay. Those of you who don't know this word yet, there's a way in Tibetan to say, it is so, But there's another way to use the same word to say, are you saying it's so? But unfortunately, it's spelled the same. And the only difference is how you raise or lower your voice. So if you say, der Pal, it means, I am too, right? But if you say, der Pal, it means, are you telling me? Okay. Now, we just said, who just said something that they believe? The other guy or us? We did. So the next der Pal has to be, it has to be, it is so. Okay? So one, two, three. Der Pal. Do de gun le du ba le chang chu sen ba tap la ke ba tam chao wa chu ni sam mo la jar wa mi cha te. I want to draw your attention to this word, okay? Say chalwa.
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 Add a prenasal, ndalwa.
Ndalwa.
So listen to these two. Chalwa.
Chalwa.
Ndalwa.
Ndalwa.
Chalwa means to lack something or to be disconnected from something. It comes from an ancient word, shrelwa, that's onomatopoeic. It comes from when you rip a cloth. Shrel. So, then there's another word, ndalwa. It means to be connected back together. So, chawa, ndalwa. And it'll drive you crazy when you're translating. You just go crazy. If you miss the prefix letter or the dengbu, you'll go crazy. You'll write the opposite meaning. You'll say they lack or they have when they lack or they don't have. You see what I mean? Okay? So, this one happens to mean doesn't have. Chawa, shawa, okay? And you'll see shawa in some very ancient scriptures. It's ha-ratak-sha. Say ha.
Ha-ratak-sha.
La.
Sha.
Okay, it's like Hebrew. Okay. This is what we were talking about in the tantric course this weekend. What was that? Like, I'll eat cake till you remember. What were we talking about in the tantric course? About method and wisdom. About the indivisibility of method and wisdom. What did we say? We said, you have to have means to get to wisdom. But means ain't no good without wisdom. Right? You have to visualize to get the wisdom. But you can't visualize well until you have the wisdom. So it's a cycle. Right? That's what we said this weekend. And he's repeating that theme. You don't go on to trying to crack emptiness until you've collected enough good karma first. Through what? Through giving, morality, patience, and joyful effort, right? Okay? Okay. One, two, three. Didar tap dang shiram sundun dawani. Chosun Nangki Dharwa Nangdhapa Oche Sune. Two things to notice here. How do you say these two words? Say Shiram.
Shiram.
A denbu with a sa gets how do you call it? It shades towards a giku. So say sha,
sha.
Denbu.
She,
she.
Sa,
sa. Shi.
Shi.
Okay, got it? So you hear people say shirim. Shirim. Sa shi. Sa wa shirim. And then you should know why. The next word is really sexy. Say sundudewa.
Sundudewa.
Mm. Now I want you to read this one. What's this word here? No. Brazil. Go to Brazil. Chawa. Chawa. Right. Number. Right. Chawa. Now go down here. Ndawa.
Ndawa.
It's like he wrote this book just to teach you these two words. Chawa means what? Remember Shawa. To be torn apart. Then this dawa means connected. And what's sundu dawa mean? What's sumjuk? Which is what? It's the tantric word for enlightenment. Say sumjuk. So sung means two things. Sung means a pair. Sung. Down here. There's a sumcho. There's a famous, the great kapo, which are the two greatest disciples of Lord Buddha. Which were?
Moggallana
and Chariputra. They're called the Sumchok, the greatest Sum. The greatest Sum of all time. The greatest two guys of all time. So Sumdudewa means combined, joined as one, okay? And Sumjuk means, is the tantric word for enlightenment. Why? Combination of the two. We played it for you last night. And then Giselle was impolite enough to say, what is that song anyway? Like you don't know Janis Joplin?
No!
It makes me feel old. No, it's a combination of the two. That was the combination of the two. So anyway, that song is called Combination of Two. And so now you get it, right? Okay. Birthday present. That's also the tantric word for enlightenment, okay? So, combination of two what? If you don't answer quick, I get the food. In Tantra. Yeah, rainbow body is half. And clear light. Okay. The mind of a Buddha, the mind of a tantric Buddha, and the body of a tantric Buddha. Okay. That's what we'll be covering in the next few weeks. Okay. Okay? Why is he talking about this? What did he say above that he's trying to prove? He said the reference to transcending duality in the beginning of the book represented what? it's representing all six perfections, right? Why would just wisdom represent all six perfections? Because method and wisdom always come together. Okay, got it? It's a nice flow. So, come on, you didn't hear about method and wisdom? What's wrong with you? You know, it's kind of a jump, actually. It's kind of an illegal leap. Oh yeah, he's talking about method. Why? Because he mentioned wisdom. Okay. But if you don't mind, we'll just go on. I like this part. I'm glad we got this part. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Ka chi e kona ni la chi be ri be ga cha kan ka ma she pa ye pa tam che ka pa ko ne. This is really beautiful. This is very important in our text. We have this in the Bahamas a lot. What's they call it? Chipa analysis. Vivekananda, right? Viveka. It's a famous name for Hindu yogis. What's his name? The first one who came to the United States? The Chicago? Vivekananda, yeah. So it's Viveka means this kind of analysis about emptiness. Okay. Dekona nila chepe rikpa means the logic which is Viveka in suchness, emptiness. Okay. And that's why they're called Viveka. That's why those people they give that as a personal name. It's a good name. Kakcha kanka mashek. Kakcha kanka mashek. Mashe means what? Either to know your mother or you don't know. Okay. Here it's probably, it's a kachig. He's talking about the kachigs. They don't get it. Come. Which gacha you're gacking. Okay, there's the verb gak, which means to. So what's a gacha? The object whose existence we deny because we believe in emptiness. Which is cake that could come to you because Susie went to the store and bought it. Okay, that's a gacha. There's no cake. I mean, there wasn't any cake before. That was that we got because Susie went to the store and bought it. There's no such cake. That cake is a gacha. Okay, that cake is a gacha. So is there no cake? The natural reaction is that, right? Oh, then there's nothing. Then nothing exists. I swear it's something. If the cake that Susie bought at the store with money is not what I just ate, then everything's an illusion. I didn't have a cake. I can eat as much cake as I want. She won't stop me anymore. You know? Okay? Got my shepa. That par, okay, mashe par, not understanding how we use logic to establish what it is that we're saying isn't there. I like to call gacha what isn't there. That the ra is adverbial, not understanding that, comma, they yupatanje ka. They say nothing exists. They follow that thinking. Oh, the cake that Susie bought at the store is not, there's no such thing. Therefore, there's no cake. You know, they lead to that conclusion. And then a whole lot of other bad things happen to them. Then I can do whatever I want. I can eat as much cake as I want. I can go steal a cake. It doesn't matter. Okay. By the way, is there a cake here? Is there a yugyu cake? What we say, megyu?
Yugyu.
Megyu?
Yugyu.
Yugyu cake means the cake which is here. Megyu cake means the cake which isn't here. The Megyu cake is the one she bought at the store. But is there a Yugyu cake here?
Yes.
Yes. Which one was that?
The one you gave away in the past and you're getting back now.
Yeah. The cake I got because I gave it away in the past. Which is why we're so interested in honoring your birthday.
No, no. That was quick.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's not just a cake. I swear. I swear it's not just a cake. I swear it's not just a cake. But, but you see, that's another problem I have. And we hit that in the Christian teachings. We did some nice ones in Houston at George Bush Sr.'s church. And but he didn't come. But anyway, is it self-interested to give Michael a cake in order to get a cake? You
know? I mean, it's enlightened self-interest.
Yeah, it's enlightened self-interest. Why?
Because
you're increasing the net amount of cake in the world. No, really. You're increasing the net amount of cake in the world. You give away, if you just ate it, if you went to the store and ate it yourself, there'd only be one cake in the room. If you bought it from Michael and gave it to him, then you've created like at least 10 more cakes. And now there's 11 cakes in the room, you see, for people to enjoy. Because what are you going to do with the 10 cakes when they come? You're going to give them away so you can get more, you see. And so this is the process of creating wealth. So it's not selfish. The idea that it's selfish or self-interested is, it's a huge fallacy. It's a very dangerous fallacy. It's not in any way self-interested to give Michael cake knowing I'm going to get 10 cakes back. It's just a cool new kind of economics. We were speaking, Camille's father was there in Mexico City. Like, we're giving a lecture to these economists. And they like got it. You know, like three or four of them like got it, you know. And it was so cool. Like, forget socialism, forget communism, forget capitalism, forget everything. It's karmaism, you know, because you increase the net amount of cake that people are enjoying. So it's not just that I'm enjoying cake. He got to enjoy it when I gave it to him. So there's double enjoyment already. I doubled the amount of enjoyment in the world. I've doubled the amount of happiness in the world. So it's not a selfish thing. It's self-interested and other-interested. It's perfect. That's the way it's going to be. Okay, anyway, let's go back to here. We got 6 more minutes, McNally. Don't get nervous.
Mom, actually, Erin
crammed
the cake.
Okay. Oh, she just got 10 more cakes. Okay. That was selfish.
And Kelsey ordered.
Okay.
Can't be deceiving my mom.
Okay. I gotta break this down. Kone. Back down here. Kone. Yeah, having understood. Kone. Because there's a billion gones. What's gone? Gone means through the door, but it's the Tibetan word for through or because. So you'll see it thousands and thousands of times in a book. You'll rarely see kone. Okay. And what if you see ngone? What if you see ngone instead of kone or gone? Then you have a headache. Then you have a headache. Gone. A head sickness. Okay? Gone. So you gotta be able to distinguish between, say, kone.
Gone.
Gone.
Ngone.
Ngone.
Okay.
Okay. Some people don't understand exactly what I mean. I wish I could do this. I'm going to do this preview type thing, like trailer at the movies, okay? Because they don't get it, what it is we're denying. And that's so typical. I mean, the first thing we do whenever we talk around the world is to tell people what emptiness is not. And we made up a story, you know, about Ken Rinpoche asking me what's emptiness, right? And me giving wrong answers, because then people remember, right? So thinking that what you're denying when you say emptiness is everything that exists, then they think every conceptual form of thought must be holding to things the wrong way. We have to debate it, and this will be great in the debate ground. Is every conceptual form of thought wrong? Did you understand the thing about the cake, for example? Were you wrong?
Okay, right, gotcha.
But the words and concepts and everything you were working with was totally wrong. Get that. Understand that. Working with a totally defective instrument, working with a microscope or a telescope which is shattered, right? The glass is all broken. Still, you can establish that the cake didn't come from the store. Okay. But even as you do so, unless you're in the direct perception of emptiness, you are still misunderstanding the cake. You know, as you think cake, you're misunderstanding. As you think store, you're misunderstanding. As you think money, you're misunderstanding. As you think Susie, you're misunderstanding. Using all those defective parts, though, you can still make out a star. You see? Or something like that's the idea, okay? Because that doesn't depend on the... You can still use some part of the perception to see the fact that there is a star, like that. But we'll talk about it. Kunzok tamjen nangwo tsam, or that you are living in your head. You see? What it literally says is all deceptive reality objects are only something that is appearing in your consciousness. Which is another common debate, right? Once somebody gets emptiness, then they jump right to, well, then Michael doesn't exist, you know? He's just a quarter inch in the back of my head somewhere. Then it gets like lonely, you see? No, I mean, you can go there. They don't get that subtle point. What? Michael is a quarter inch in the back of my head that I'm projecting as a real person out there, which is what makes him real. I forget where we were. We said that in the Bahamas or something. And everybody laughed. And then a week later, they all got it. You know, it's nice. Okay. Sangeki sana yeshime. Which would mean there's no wisdom in the Buddha paradise. Deshini bashi yobetan. Only emptiness. Sukuni sangeki se dupamayin. And you can't say that the two physical bodies of a Buddha are in their paradise. Why? Because their paradise is the realm of reality. Mm. And that's just emptiness. Mm. Okay. Alright? Dupa mire. Mire means what? Mire. Totally wrong to think that way. Dupa, right? Totally wrong. Okay, got it? They misunderstand the gakcha. They think it means nothing exists. And then that breeds all these other stupid ideas. Alright? So that's the whole... Why is he talking about this? Because we misunderstand the gakcha. And then we breed all these stupid ideas. Okay. So the reason he's listing them is he's like giving us a grocery list of what's in your own head. You know? And he pretends that, oh, it's this bad guys in India. You know? School number 13, you know? And they kind of make you feel better that way. But really what they're listing is the misunderstandings we have because we don't understand what's the gakcha. Okay? Alright. So we're getting into the real sexy part. It's kind of nice. We're about to reach the real, real book. Okay? And that's how it goes. Okay. Oh, one last thing. Right now, although it could change because we don't know about tickets and stuff, but it looks like His Holiness the Dalai Lama is teaching They just announced it 3 days ago, right? That he's teaching in India, in Dharamsala, and he's teaching Bodhicharyavatara. And it's exact dates that we are going to India. I mean, to the day, it's the exact dates that we're going to India. So we're trying to see if we can get tickets, and then we could go to that teaching, which is only in the morning and the afternoon. And then I thought we could do the Tange at night, because night's a good time to do emptiness stuff. You'll be exhausted, but it's okay.
You just like a term here?
Yeah. But we need... what I'd like to do is print the sections we're going to do in Tibetan. It's already typed in. In fact, this was typed... This was printed from the typing that the monks did. And this is the book we'll be studying. The first half is about mind only, and the second half is about Madhyamika. So we finished the mind only. We're going to start the Madhyamika. I don't think I can finish it. It took Geshe-la 2 years to do this. And I didn't announce, because I didn't want to get everybody excited, but his proposal was that he come here to do it. If he felt better. You know, he said, if I recover from this latest tuberculosis thing, which is hard, he would come to the U.S. and finish it. So my idea is we could probably get like this much, and then he'll do the rest when he gets, you know, we'll try to, yeah.
Does Rinpoche know that Arizona is famous for its climate and lung
health? Yeah, we should tell him.
Really? Right.
He just wants to come because he feels bad, and he always refused to come to the overseas. He's never been on a plane overseas. He's always adamantly refused. And the first thing he said to me was, look, I feel so bad, I'll come to you, you know, if I get better, you know. So.
It's a great climate for what he has.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to anything. He's a he's a Geshe. Okay. So, anyway, we need somebody to... I need somebody to type in that pronunciation, and maybe a group of people. So I just want to put it in your head. So watch here. It would be like this. It'll be, it'll look like... Then you got to do the denzin. You see what I mean? And then what it'll be... You see what I mean? It'll look like that. And what I dreamed to have, last time, the 2 times we went before, we had this book, and there was no place to make notes. And so you were going like this, and then he was going really fast, and then you were trying to make notes. So what I thought was to lay it out like this, with space between it, you know? And then people who come who don't know any Tibetan, they can follow the sounds, right? And I'm very picky about the transcribing. Like, it's usually done wrong, and it's one of my pet peeves. And I thought it would be a good education for 4 or 5 of you who are interested. We could split it up. Maybe 2 people could do the same part and then compare. You see what I mean? And then I could look at it after that. In part, it requires knowing Tibetan already. You have to know that Dokpa is one word. You have to know that Kang is not... You have to know that Kang and Yin are not one word. You see what I mean? And then there's this tendency for people to... They go like this, and then they go like this. You see? You know? They mix up. They mix up transcription and pronunciation. And I've never seen anybody do it right, actually. What I thought was, it'd be a good exercise for you guys to learn to do it correctly. So I'll just put it in your mind, and then on Friday, we'll talk about it. And so even if your Tibetan's not great, if you want to help, then we'll print it and we'll take it to India with us. You know, that section. And then everybody who comes can know what's going on. Okay? All right, so think about it. Maybe tell Venerable Phil if you're interested. Is that okay? Okay. Tell Venerable Phil if you're interested. He'll make a list. And then we'll work out which pages and stuff like that. Okay. All right.
Sashi Bhuti 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 Bhu